Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Dante Gaines from Baltimore, Maryland, and you're listening to Online Bible Study with Elder Drexel Green Brown. Today on Fresh Manna at www.blogtalkradio.com/forFreshManna at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, online Bible study lesson. The discussion will be on the prophet Samuel, major prophet, God's ambassador to Israel during the reign of David. Samuel's life was dedicated to the service of the Lord as a young child by his mother Hannah, who asked God to make her barren womb fruitful. He, under the spiritual tutelage of the priest Eli, during his time of as a servant in the temple, Samuel learned the priestly rituals, ceremonies, and most importantly, to know God's voice. God sent him to anoint the king, Saul, and then David, a young shepherd who found favor in God's eyes. Today we are going to be discussing how God used Samuel to give counsel to the children of Israel and the mighty King David during his reign. Elder Drexel Green Brown will be teaching the preview of the lesson on today. She is anointed teacher of the word. She is a member and serves as an administrator of Oasis Worship Center Interdenominational Fellowship Ministries Fellowship. Click on the play tab or link to listen to the live program or the recorded broadcast after the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the follow tab on the Freshman Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. Join Apostle Williams as she teaches biblical principles every Thursday evenings, 7:30 p.m. Daylight Savings Time. Oasis Ministerial Fellowship teleconference line, call 1-712-775-7031. Enter your meeting ID, which is 206-594-156-POUND. Follow Apostle Loretta Williams on Facebook, Google Plus, and Blog Talk Radio. Here is your teacher for today. She talks to my teacher, Elder in the Church, my mother, Elder Jessica Green Brown.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elder Drexel Green Brown, and today we're going to be discussing the prophet Samuel, God's ambassador to Israel during the reign of King David. And in order to give you a little background, we just found out that Samuel was the son of Elkanah and Hannah, and that he was an answer to his mother's prayer. And as a child, he was placed in the care of Eli, the high priest, at the tabernacle of Shiloh. And the Lord called Samuel at an early age to become a prophet. And after Eli's death, Samuel became the great prophet and judge of Israel and restored law, order, and religious worship in the land. Now, we also know, we found out as we were reading about Samuel, that he anointed two kings in his lifetime. And the first one was Samuel. Now, Samuel was chosen because the people wanted a king. They had God, the children of Israel, who had delivered them out of the hand of Pharaoh, who had delivered them out of the wilderness. But yet, they still wanted a king to be appointed over them. And so Samuel told the children of Israel what they would be getting themselves into in rejecting God. And so Samuel was chosen. Now Samuel was obedient at first to what God was asking him to do as a king. But then he became disobedient, as we found in Samuel 1:15-3. The reason why God took away Saul's kingdom was because he told him to go and attack the Amalekites and utterly destroy all that they have and do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, and sheep and camel and oxen and donkey. But because Saul did not obey God's commandments, he was put in another person was put in his place. And it was someone of God's choosing, someone out of the house of Jesse, which was David, his son. It says in 1 Samuel 15:11, I greatly regret that the best of them I have set up Saul as king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried out to the Lord all night. So we see over here in chapter 16, Samuel goes as the Lord commands to Bethlehem and sacrifices to the Lord to consecrate Jesse and his sons. Now, as it says in 1 Samuel 16, God chooses David and he tells him to go and anoint a new king over Israel. But Samuel was very distressed about Saul not being king anymore. And the Lord wanted to know how long was he going to mourn for Saul because he rejected him from reigning over Israel. So he told him to fill his horn with oil and go, and that he was sending him to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for he has provided himself a king among his sons. And Samuel wanted to know how could he go if Saul heard about it. He was afraid that Saul would kill him, but the Lord told him to take a heifer with him and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. And then he wanted him to invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and God was going to show him what he would do. and he would anoint the one that God had chosen for him, for himself. So he went and did as God instructed. He went to Jesse the Bethlehemite, and as he was going, the townspeople were afraid when he came. But he said, just like God told him, I came peacefully. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And then he consecrated Jesse and his sons, and he invited them to the sacrifice. So Samuel did what the Lord said, and he went to Bethlehem. And Bethlehem was not a small town that was very, and it was very far from Jerusalem. It was the home of Ruth and Boaz, whom the family of Jesse descended. And the elders were very afraid of the town, but they realized that Samuel had come in peace. And so they sacrificed, and Samuel anointed all of Jesse's sons. And as he began to anoint his sons, he just assumed, just by stature and by their looks and how tall they was, that this would be the one that God chosen. But God does not look on the outward appearance, as we find out. God looks to the intent of the heart. And so he chose none of Jesse's sons. And then he sent for Jesse's youngest son, who was out in the field attending sheep. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so he sent for Jesse, and Jesse came, and David came, and God told him that this was the one that I have chosen. And he poured the horn oil upon his head, and he anointed David. You see, because David was the keeper of the sheep, and David was called for this great anointing when he was out keeping the sheep. He simply did his job, and he was faithful in small things, and he did what his father told him to do. Now, keeping the sheep was a servant's job. The fact that David was out keeping the sheep showed that the family of Jesse was not especially wealthy, because if they were wealthy servants, they wouldn't be keeping the sheep. But they were affluent enough to have servants. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And keeping the sheep takes a special heart, and it takes special care. It meant that you knew how sheep needed the care and the help of a good shepherd. And you learned that you were a good sheep and God was your shepherd. So during those years, God built in David the heart that would sing about the Lord as is his shepherd, as we found in Psalms 23. Thank you, Jesus. Now, David's years of keeping the sheep were not wasting time. They were training time, just like we all have to go through training when God chooses us for a specific assignment, a specific purpose. We have to go through training because God qualifies whom he chooses. Now, David, as it says, David was a great man and a great king over Israel because he never lost his shepherd's heart. And we find that in Psalm 78, verses 70 through 72. And it speaks of his connection between David the king and David the shepherd. He also chose David his servant and took him from the sheepfold, from following the ewes that had the young he brought in, to shepherd Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hand. So David was chosen, and he was anointed. And so David was a ruddy-looking young man, but he had a pleasant appearance. And he didn't look like Saul, who looked like a leader and a king. But David looked nice. And you didn't look at him and say, well, there's a born leader, there's a king. And this is what the people said when they looked at Saul. But when they looked at David, all they saw was a nice-looking boy. And the Lord said to Samuel during this time, arise, anoint him, for this is the
word. I'm sorry for this interruption, everyone. My elder stone got crazy again. All the technical difficulties going on, we hope you just bear with us. And while we get her back up, we'll play a brief intermission. And here's Elder Dresser Greenbrier again.
Amen. I apologize for this interruption. I don't realize how much you heard, but we know that Sam, you came to sacrifice at Bethlehem once again to anoint David out of Jesse's house to become the next king as God has instructed him to do. Surely the Lord's anointed was before him. And Samuel looked at his oldest son, Eliab, and he thought that this man looks like a king. But as I said before, God does not look on the appearance of man. He looks unto the heart. And God didn't choose any of his elder sons, but he chose the son that was absent, the son that was out tending the sheep, which was David. And David was successful during his reign and his kingdom in fighting wars. And he had times of peace because he followed the instruction of what God wanted him to do. Because he was a mighty man of valor. He was a man of war. And so David needed the character of a warrior to effectively lead Saul in worship and minister him, especially when he started getting that distressing spirit that came upon him, because he became very jealous and very wroth after David had defeated Goliath, and they began to sing songs about him. The women began to sing songs about him, and he became very jealous about that. And so he had a distressing spirit to come upon him. And so it was David who was able to minister to him, and then the distressing spirit would depart from him. So we thank God for the prophets of old. As we learn more about these prophets, I pray that you will join us on tonight for Bible study at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we learn more about the prophet Samuel and the prophets of old and the things that God expects from us. We need to know how to hear God's voice for ourselves. We need to learn some lessons from what these prophets did in being obedient in our training and what God wants us to do. Each of them had to sit underneath someone in order to learn for themselves, in order to glean, and then become a disciple, and then become a prophet. Because they followed first and they learned, just like we have to follow first, and we have to learn what it is that God desires for us to do in his ministry, how he wants us to spread the word, how he wants us to be men and women of truth so that he can bless us. If we be obedient and we follow what God has for us and we don't turn to the left and we don't turn to the right, and we don't go following after other gods, because that's what Samuel did. He kept warning Israel to turn away from those other gods. Every time they would get in distress and the Lord would punish them, he would take mercy on them. And then they would turn around and go back and do the same thing over again. But see, that's what we need to learn our lesson. We don't need to keep traveling down the same road. Once God reveals to you the mistake that you have made. We shouldn't be like dogs and returning back to our own vomit. We need to learn something from our past mistakes and not repeat them again. We need to look to the hills from which cometh our help, and our help comes from the Lord. It don't come from anywhere else. But God used the men and women of God, his prophets, to give us warnings. And when he gives us warnings, he expects us to listen and turn around. Because that's what's wrong with this nation today. This nation has turned away from God, and we need to turn back to God. So I pray that you'll join us on tonight as we learn more about Samuel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, you will have, we pray that you enjoyed this Bible study review. Now, we will have closing remarks by Elder Drexel Green Brown.
Amen. As I was studying on this week and learning more about Samuel, especially the children of Israel, when they had God doing everything, I mean delivering them from their troubles, providing their every need, but yet they wanted to have a king over them. The only thing that comes to my mind is, what was wrong with you guys? You had it made and you wanted a king. You rejected the one true God who was delivering you, who was keeping you safe. But then it made me think, that's exactly what we do. When we get carnal minded, when we get into this world, we get selfish, we get into to these idols, we start worshiping other things. When God delivers us from situations and he changes things around, we turn around and we go right back and we do the same thing over and over again. And thus we're doing the same thing. We're rejecting God and we're going back after the things of the world, which he told us not to in the first place. It just made me think, how many times have I done it myself? How many times have I gone running after things in the world and not serving God or doing what God wanted me to do? That's something that we really need to think about, especially when he's telling us, turn away from these gods. I am the one and true God, and we know that God is a jealous God. We know that. And so we learn so much from these prophets of old and the prophets of today, the one true prophets. And it pays to go back and study your history to know where you came from, to know where you're going. And so I pray as we learn this lesson on today, and if you'll join us on tonight as we learn even more, that you'll take the words that are spoken here today, that you'll take the lessons that are learned, and really seriously sit down and think about, who are you serving? Because we cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve God and mammon too. We cannot. We've got to make it up in our minds who we are going to serve. And I want to make up in my mind to serve God. Amen. So please join us on tonight as we continue to learn more about the prophets, as we continue to learn more about the anointing oils. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. And we pray that you've enjoyed yourself on an online Bible study preview with Elder Drexel Green Brown. Well, until tonight, we'll see you later and learn more about prophecy and these oaths. Have a good old blessed day, children of God.